Yeah, Nicole, Border Patrol agents and local officials say that they are stretched thin when it comes to policing the border here. And they say the number of people crossing the border daily at this point has just become overwhelming. And you know, these crossings aren't just happening across the river. There's an entire smuggling ring that's taking place on the highways as well. And our Border Report affiliate and correspondent went on a ride-along with local officials.
Sheriff's Deputy Roberto Castañon works the night shift. He patrols Brooks County in South Texas, a very rural and rugged area to traverse.
You get lost and you always find your way out.
Every night, he puts about 300 miles on his car while on the lookout for migrants, some who have traveled hundreds of miles to get to America.
All they want is just help, and they're trying to get caught.
Like this man from Guatemala, who was stopped during the ride-along almost 20 miles away from the nearest Border Patrol checkpoint. News Nation was there with night vision cameras as officials apprehended him.
5 days, con agua, con comida.
Solo agua de...
The 34-year-old hadn't eaten in 5 days and could barely walk when he stumbled out of the brush in front of security, who he said he thanked God for. Border Patrol agents placing him in the back of their unit so they could escort him to medical care.
Once Border Patrol gets a hold of him, they need to get transported to the hospital, they'll take him. Or in other cases, like if they're like in really bad condition, I'll call EMS myself and have them treated.
Migrant activity not just happening throughout the thicket. This impound lot is now home to vehicles used by smugglers to transport migrants to areas near the checkpoints or through ports of entry. This shallow compartment peeled open to show where migrants are stowed away on the journey.
Ram pickup trucks, 3500s, F-150s, brand new trucks. And they usually drive in from south of 755 and they start cutting gates to the fences.
Castañon says vehicle activity is rampant. That kind of migrant property damage wreaking havoc on landowners and their livestock that are escaping through the holes in the fence line. This rancher trying to catch his steer on the loose.
Keep on getting out. It's another one.
Officials say it's gotten so bad that some landowners are putting up these fence ladders so that smugglers and migrants aren't tempted to cut through. Popular paths are also peppered with these water jugs put up by humanitarian groups for the travelers to use. Pop the lid, and some of them have directions in Spanish in case migrants need to call for help. We spoke with Border Report correspondent Sandra Sanchez, who was riding in the passenger seat that evening. She showed us these tents in downtown McAllen, where migrants are tested for COVID before being released into the country.
The city of McAllen has gone to this expense to put these tents up, to have the security guards, to have professional medical personnel to test everyone. This is not required by law.
Sanchez says she has seen similar surges over the years, but not with this many unaccompanied minors.
The Biden administration has said we will allow children and very young children with families to come across. And so predominantly what you're seeing is I see a whole lot of five-year-olds. Basically, it's uncertain what the age limit is. And so I think to be safe, everyone is bringing somebody who's five or younger.
And she also tells me that locals across this area also understand that there's a delicate balance to reach on this issue. But a lot of the frustration from them that's happened over the years has been from the fact that their hometowns are starting to feel like militarized zones. These are those COVID tents right behind me here. And she says people in town call this Primera base or first base here. She says another point of contention or frustration from locals is all of these political delegations that are coming to town and putting on what she says they believe to be dog and pony shows. Reporting live in McAllen, Texas tonight, Marky Martin, News Nation.